Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
This is the news hour of Racing HQ. We're looking back at the weekend's racing, and there was none better yesterday at the Hong Kong International Meeting than Beauty Generation, who won the Longines Hong Kong Mile. Trained now by John Moore in Hong Kong, and he's at Trackwork Brighton early there. Good morning to you, John, and well done.
Good morning, Andrew. Yeah, it was quite a thrill.
What a thrill. I just spoke with Anthony Cummings on a couple of matters, and obviously he trained this horse early on as Montague here in Sydney. He's gone to you with Beauty Generation, and he's just developed beautifully with time, John.
Yes, he has. And physically, you could see him yesterday walking around the enclosure and also during the presentation. He's quite a horse now. He's, as I said, physically very impressive.
His rating over there has gone up. Obviously, you know, you trained some stars through your career there. Abel Friend, one of those who got to a peak rating in Hong Kong of 138. This horse now has a rating of 137. Can you compare either of them, or are they just simply really good horses?
I like to think of them as really good horses. One is in the past, and of course now Beauty Generation is in the present. But they're both very good horses. But, you know, Beauty Generation is, you know, showing people these days he's not a one-trick pony. He can be ridden, you know, back and behind. He can be taken on in front and everything. And you can see he's got such a high cruising speed, he just bolts away from them.
That was the one thing that stood out. If you didn't know Beauty Generation prior to yesterday, but the amount of work that he had to, Zach Purton had to use early to come across from barrier 12 and then was able to control it. He did have to use him up early.
Exactly. He had to, but it just shows the versatility of the horse now, and that's when he puts him on sort of the same level as Abel Friend. You know, he can be ridden different ways, and he still can produce that killer finish that he has.
I keep comparing with Abel Friend. I know that I'm probably doing the wrong thing, John, but I'll never forget the win of Abel Friend getting back in the Premier Bowl and steaming down the outside, where this horse, Beauty Generation, is starting to do that as you spell out there.
Exactly right. He's not the one-trick pony, and I think he can be ridden in most positions these days because people are, you know, trainers up here and other countries are taking him on to see whether he can, you know, sustain those the big run and the finish after having a Torres sort of run earlier on with horses underneath him or around him, trying to make sure he does too much and hasn't got that finishing burst.
Things happen quick on an international day at Sha Tin, John. Have you had time to reflect on just how good a win it was?
Well, yes, I've spoken to a lot of people and got a lot of congratulations from around the world and looked at the film many times. And, he's the real deal. And I'm just hoping that the owner might be able to allow us to take him to Dubai for the duty-free or the Dubai turf.
You do like to travel. You know, you've taken him to Royal Ascot in years gone by, John. You'd love to travel him to show him off?
I think that would be the plan, because if we want to make him to be recognised worldwide as able to travel and beat them on not his home ground, is what we've got to do to really prove him that he's the real deal and top three, top four in the whole world over the mile.
And do you think that's his pet distance, or do you think with time that he's going to get a little bit more?
Well, Zach said he'll get further for sure because he's got a high cruising speed and he can kick hard. And 1800, that's the race in Dubai, would be right up his alley. And I think you need speed there. You've got to get up close. I had Viva Butaka there also, but not over 1800, further in the Shima Classic. And that was over ground, but coming from behind, it just makes it too difficult. But him having that high cruising speed and able to sit up on the speed would make him a real live chance of winning the Dubai turf, barring those setbacks with the travelling.
Understand. And have you chatted with the owner about that already?
Yes, I have. I've met him even before the race. But I said, if you really want to prove him as the very best miler in the world, you have to travel him. And Dubai is not very far up the road. It's a tough way. Like, if you're thinking of Royal Ascot and the Queen Anne on the Tuesday, that's a long trip. But to Dubai and back, no, I've already done it. We've already won a Group 1 there, and I think this horse is the right sort of horse to take there.
Understand. We've got a couple of good handy races down here, you know.
I know, but we've got quarantine. I'd be there with bells on. I know you've got some fantastic races both in Sydney and Melbourne, and I'd be there with bells on, but the 6 months six-month embargo has really put a stop to Hong Kong horses travelling into Australia.
I wanted to bring it up for that purpose, John, because you're obviously, we're frustrated that we can't, like, coming through's gone there, but it's going to go another place for it to get back into Australia. I mean, it must be terribly frustrating.
It is, because I haven't trained a Group 1 in Australia. I've owned one, but I have not trained one. Closest I've got is a second on two occasions with Super Kid, but I'm dying to come back and try my hand again at trying to, win a Group 1, but... one's got to remember that my top horses in the yard never venture to China, and for that reason, I don't know why the government doesn't put like a rule that as long as he has no horse that you want to bring to Australia has gone into China, then they're on the old quarantine restriction of 2 weeks, yep. 2 weeks in Australia.
Understand. Now, look, I think all of us know that at some point here, John, common sense has to prevail.
Exactly. Because we've got, the second to none, veterinary attention in Hong Kong and so forth. And for that reason, I'm just hoping that the government can see around reducing the quarantine period so Hong Kong can have horses compete on the Australian turf.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll wait and see how that plays out. If the owner decides you're going to Dubai, what would be the process between now and March with Beauty Generation, John?
Okay, well, we've got the Stewards Cup, Group 1. $10 million race, Hong Kong dollars, in January. And then after that, we'll just have to look at the program or whether we just give him two trials and just head off to Dubai. But... the program does open itself up for two runs before Dubai, one being the mile in mid-January, and then I'll have to look at the program in February because we actually haven't got that program as yet.
Okay. All right, we'll wait and see. Hey, John, I know you are riding, the track work is underway, and I know Zach Purton's riding track work and the like. It's business as normal at any race course.
Yes,
with. Yeah. So, mate, I'll let you go. We really do thank you for taking a few minutes with us.
Pleasure.
Thanks, John. John Moore joining us there from Sha Tin after the winner, Beauty Generation. And you can hear his frustration that hopefully we can get parties talking here. That I think John is right, that if horses, the concern from us back here from the Australian quarantine officials have been horses that are going to their new training setup in China. John has said none of his group horses go there, so why does he have to cop that six-month embargo? Anyway, we'll wait and see what unfolds. It's a great shame, but clearly there, John Moore wants to come and race in Australia. It's disappointing that we're not getting that chance at this stage. A break, and then we'll go to Perth and talk to owner Bob Peters.